The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo!
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today? Glad to hear that.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everybody knows it's coming, and they all want to know how Big JD's doing on this blue sky, sunshiny
I'd like to know
day.
What I did with my shades.
Oh. And of course, they're sitting on his head with a pair of.
I couldn't feel them.
Looks like Sennheiser.
They have simulated surround sound.
Simulated. Surround sound.
Bass boost. Both separately. And a gate.
So your head can get through?
My head's not that big.
Oh, geez, Louise. And you like them. They sound pretty good.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing. Yeah.
Not that this is any indication of good sounding headphones. Just listening to us two schmucks here.
Oh, yeah. You sound fantabulous.
Well, I have to say that these headphones here don't do anything for me. There's the latency, and then there's just not the greatest reproduction.
Latency?
So, yeah. How you doing? You're working? You're busy?
It's business as usual over here. It always is.
B-A-U. You're finding that your mic's placement is a little off?
Not now.
Okay.
We don't have booms.
Well, what we should be doing is sitting at a desk, you on one side, me on the other.
Of course, we should be.
Like, when are we moving?
We had a pretty good setup at one point here, didn't we? Where we had the booms.
We're still sitting next to each other. I like to sit across from you.
Yeah, that would be good.
That's pro, right?
That's what we need, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Maybe a nice wooden TV table, because we don't have the real estate in here really for a proper desk.
A wooden TV table?
I like those U-shaped desks though. That would be nice. Like a U-shaped desk that comes over here, here, and around here. Does everybody see that? Right around here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
One side's got the big thing like that, and the other side's just open.
That's what we need.
That would be all right, but there's not really room.
If the room was about 10 feet wider, it'd be nice.
Yeah. You could knock out that wall.
There's an idea. Have you ever been in another unit in this building that had a different layout than what you got?
Yeah.
They build them all different, or do you think there's like three or four different?
Well, there's a few different models. So some are like the same, and some are different. You know what I mean? But there's a certain number of models, and the whole place is filled with those.
That's what I meant.
I'm going to say a three, maybe four, because of some penthouses or whatever, but you know.
Do they adore a penthouse view?
Was that?
Do they adore a penthouse view?
Who?
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Do they adore? What's that from? Something?
That's from something, yeah. Green Acres. She sings.
Green Acres, but do they adore? They say that somewhere?
And I just adore a penthouse view. Oh, okay, yeah.
In the theme song. Ooh, yeah. Theme song show. Next
ding,
week.
Ding, ding,
what do you think?
It's about time you come up with something in the middle of a show. Holy moly, you were at a dry spell there for a while.
Well, didn't who? What's this show on today?
Who?
What's the show on today?
Mediums. Recording mediums that we have recorded.
Well, that was my idea.
Yes, it was. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retract all that.
How you doing today, Jeff? Big JD, that is.
And like you wanted to do, it was let everybody know what the show is for today. Right?
Yes,
that's our new thing. And then go into the news.
Right. Well, I think it's just, you got to give them something to stick around for.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're sticking around anyway. Who wouldn't stick around?
I don't know. Someone who's maybe busy doing something else.
They kill for Sunday to get here.
Maybe when we have the genre show and we get into classical music, they'll just say, classical music. turn that crap off. See you next week.
Hmm.
They're not real music fans, you don't think. Really.
How would we make a classical music show interesting?
Yeah, we can be creative, can't we?
Well, we could be, yeah. I mean, I would listen anyway because I like classical music. But
what about 40s music? Do you like 40s music?
I do.
Me too. I was listening to some. Just
got lots of it, too.
It's very, it was more sophisticated, I think. Just like the music of the 70s was more sophisticated than the crap they're putting out now.
70s was great.
So when we started doing the show, you would do a piece, I would do a piece, you do a piece, I do a piece. But now you just open up your thing on your laptop and you just give her metal to the floor.
It's usually because I give out a whole bunch of headlines and they're pretty short. Like Queen confirming a new album featuring unreleased Freddie Mercury tracks. I like the idea of that because I'd like to hear some new Freddie.
Right.
But the rest of it is like a greatest hits thing.
Okay, well, it's a package, right? They got to do it.
Yeah, it's a package, all right. But how many of those greatest hits packages can they put out?
Those guys
know. That's all they do.
Those guys know their packages, buddy. They are expert
packagers. Yeah, they're all into packages. We know that. Sharon Osbourne slashed wrists to impress Ozzy.
When was that?
That was a long time ago.
Well, obviously, she's got her head on her shoulders now.
No, she just did it. Does everybody know? No. She's in the hospital. You heard it here first.
No.
We don't want to misinform everybody. Anybody.
And is she just like let that out of the bag because no one knew about it? Or is that the headline?
I don't know. She did it to impress Ozzy at some point. And am I really going to click on more? No. David Bowie releasing a new album. His producer says he's going you like that? His producer said, I'm giving you headlines, man. We only have an hour.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, keep going, bro.
Motorhead, Lemmy Kilmister reveals health update. Frontman Lemmy Kilmister, Motorhead sharing an update with his
It's Kilmister.
Yeah, probably is. I've always said Kilmister.
No.
Yeah, Kilmister. Meister, I would think, though, would be like I-E. You know what I mean? And no, it's I-S-T-E-R.
Kilmister.
Yeah. That's him. But he's English.
Who?
Lemmy.
Well.
British.
In real life, yes, he is British. Is that his real name? No.
It's really Lenny.
It could really be Lenny or Leonard, whatever. We're going to do a little wiki search on... Anyway, what about Lemmy? Everybody knows Lemmy. Everybody knows it's Motorhead. What's the story?
Following his 2013 hematoma, where blood collects outside of a blood vessel, resulted in the cancellation of a European tour, and he's back, done a couple of dates, and trying to take care of himself. He says he doesn't smoke very much anymore, or drink. Or actually, he says he switched to vodka because it's a little better for you than Jack Daniels.
Sounds like the Ginger Baker movie.
Sounds like Lemmy.
But he hangs out in L.A. He's an L.A. bum. Like, he goes to the diner where there's a online gambling thing he just sits at and hangs out, and people go in there. He's like a landmark in downtown Los Angeles.
And here's something we're going to all be excited about. Metallica releasing 25 live albums.
Hey, we did a show on live albums last week.
Yeah.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Does anybody really want 27 live albums from Metallica? Who wants that? And you can buy the box set for $400 and some. Seriously?
There's a lot of that going on right now, JD. There's a lot of these bands.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them that are just giving it away.
Is that what's going on?
I don't know, man. I'm just, you know.
No, tell me. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I just.
King Crimson's doing the same thing. King Crimson, which is, you know, prog.
Ooh, King Crimson.
Prog rock.
Did anybody die in that band? Like, from that band? Or is it their original guys? Like, how many of them?
I think they're all original, but that was one of those bands where people went in and out of it. Chris Squire was in there,
Fripp.
And Brian Eno was in there for a little bit. And so that's a band that people just went in and out of. So there's also the news that Pink Floyd is supposedly releasing a new album, new material, supposedly spacey and digressive, and it uses 1969
equipment.
Recordings Hammond. Of Richard Wright on keyboards.
Okay.
So it has him in there too, just like the Freddie Mercury thing.
Okay.
And it's
at least it'll be a full album and not a greatest hits package.
No, no, all full album. And they've even listed the names of the songs.
Wow.
So it's ready to go. Mm-hmm. Going to be released October 30th, I think. I'm not positive of that date, but
coming what's the up. Album called? It's okay.
No, no.
I'm going to search for it.
Well, I thought I had it in one of my tabs.
You're a better man than I.
Well, obviously, you wouldn't even click the more thing.
Nope.
Why is that, I wonder?
Oh, we're out of time for
yeah,
your news.
I know, yeah. If you hit pause, it'd be good.
So they're going to put out an album that's probably more like their old stuff then.
Exactly.
Because the last stuff that they did as Pink Floyd, I mean, it was okay, but I mean, it wasn't like old Pink Floyd, you know what I mean, that we're kind of accustomed to.
You mean really? Momentary Lapse of Reason?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no Roger Waters. Is Pink Floyd really Pink Floyd without Roger Waters?
And no Roger Waters again?
No. It's all done with.
Okay. Oh, yeah. See,
the Endless River is the name of it.
Yeah, we don't even need to know.
People are going to make
pretend you never heard that, yeah. Folks.
We'll see what David Gilmour is obviously. And would you say he's a legendary guitar player, or he's just one of those guitar players that happens?
I don't know that he's a legendary guitar player, but a legendary guy. You know what I mean? His guitar playing, it's not, you know.
But as a musician, he's got a lot of key vote. The way that those two exchange vocals, it was very McCartney Lennon kind of thing. You know, they one guy would sing one part, the next.
Yeah, I think it's part. More the guy. He's a legend than his actually playing his right. actual guitar work. I'd say kind of good blues player though.
That's what he had based all his stuff on was blues stuff.
So today's show is on. We didn't even say that, did we?
Yeah.
So we said what next week's show was going to be on. We didn't say what this week.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
We mentioned it, and then we talked about
recorded media.
Recorded media, what the stuff that
medium actually really.
That's right.
So like. Cassettes and 8-tracks and all those kind of things, and we'll get into all that after this song from Bob Seger from his Mongrel album.
Wow, Bob Seger.
And yeah, and actually this was transferred from cassette tape, Song to Rufus. We'll be right back. soulful dude.
Oh, that stuff is so good. I love old Bob Seger.
And I think that cassette tape was from Perry Fletcher.
Was that right?
Hey to Perry, if you're listening.
I saw him this morning.
Okay.
On his way out.
Say hi next time you see him.
All right, I will.
Yeah, I believe that was a cassette from him that I had transferred at some point to...
What did he have? The store-bought version of Mongo?
Yeah, it was store-bought, yeah.
Wow.
It was a store-bought tape.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You didn't see a lot of store-bought tapes. Did you think that store-bought tapes were better than tapes that were recorded either using mics on a stereo or...
No, I didn't really think so. I mean, I would prefer getting a really good tape and taping a record on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did you think that was better? Recording
a record? I thought that was better than a store-bought tape.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Depending on how it was recorded, using RCA... jacks or some. I know a guy who used to have really nice microphones in front of really nice speakers with a really nice turntable, and you couldn't make he'd go have recording sessions in his living room.
Yeah, okay.
It sounded fantastic.
I think that those mass manufactured store-bought cassettes,
yep,
with music on them were not as good a tape as you could buy a blank tape.
There was that one aspect thing.
I think I would say they tend to get, they were tended to get eaten more often in your cassette player than a good tape.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The beginning would sound messed up.
Yep. All that brings back some memories.
Does it ever?
Now that you say that.
There's a lot of memories about cassettes.
And they're not really all that good.
No, not necessarily.
The thing that they cassettes were at the time, did but... got humans used to the idea of your music is a little more portable. Mm-hmm. Even though I used to tell you the story that when my girlfriend used to go babysit, I used to grab albums and bring them over to her house because we wanted to listen to albums and make out. So you bring your music with you, and it was albums.
Yeah.
Had them underneath in your arm. It's craziness. But cassettes made it a lot more portable, and it was easier to play them where?
In your vehicle.
Absolutely.
A lot easier to play than
an
album.
You get to listen to your music in your car, and you get to... have that much more influence on the experience of driving, which a lot of people didn't have up until that point. They're just listening to stuff that was on the radio that was, you know, spoon fed to them. But now you got to put in your Led Zeppelin.
Your own music, yeah. And that was our mobile music, like Walkman cassette player.
Walkman cassette. And they didn't come out right after cassettes came out. They were like,
cassettes had already had
a big foothold. Even I would say vinyl was pretty much in its last days, even though they're still living right now, probably more popular than they were when cassettes were at their peak. When cassettes were at their peak, records were really waning. Whereas I'd say right now, records are more popular than back then. When I say more popular, I think of more people who are actually using them.
Yeah. We think more of a record nowadays than we did at the time because it was just a standard thing. Nobody thought anything of it, you know, being... sounding great or being anything special, but now it's kind of special, right?
Because yeah, that's all we had. It's all we knew.
Yeah, it's just
and the experience you had with that record really depended on the unit that you listened to it on.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sometimes it could be really awesome, and you go to people's house who's like spent thousands of dollars on Pioneer or Marantz stuff, and
yeah, instead of the needle that you flip over, they had the actual stylus.
Yeah, it was like $50 for one of these things. Back then, $50 really for a stylus. But it was nice, and you were really careful with it. You never dropped your needle on your
record. Right.
It was always pristine. And those are the guys who usually had their album sleeves in plastic.
Mm, I had all my albums in plastic.
See? Yeah. One of those
every
guys.
One of them. Spent a fortune on plastic, those things.
Yeah, we spent a fortune on a lot of stuff. How do you want to? You want to take it? You want to have some history on where music first got put, where we could actually take it with us and bring it somewhere and play it somewhere else,
like including cylinders and whatnot.
Well, cylinders would be one of the first things, right?
Yeah. I actually found on Wikipedia the earliest known recording of singing. I couldn't play it for some reason; my computer was blocking. But it's the earliest recording of somebody singing. So music, like, you know.
Well, that's someone's voice, capturing someone's voice, right?
Yeah.
What about player pianos?
Mm, mm-hmm.
So that was a song.
Those are cool. That's like a big...
Yeah.
It was what do they call
it? It was like a roll of stuff.
Yeah.
You load it into your piano.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
And it would roll onto an empty spool. and it would play the song.
It'd play the keys and everything, yeah.
It'd play the song on your piano for you. It was that. It had to be a player piano, obviously. But I'm going to say that was before cylinders, was it not, do you think?
Before cylinders?
Yeah. Player pianos?
Geez, I don't really know which one came first.
Okay. That's something to look up. But do you know anybody who had
player piano? I have a buddy that has those things with the big, you know, the big, what do you call that thing? The big thing that you listen to it.
Well, it would be the speaker.
Yeah, it's the speaker, but it's not a speaker. It's just a
tube. Cone.
Yeah, there's a name for that. Look it up. Anyway, he fixes those things and whatnot in BC.
So that thing that you're talking about is a phonograph.
Right, yeah.
And it just so happens we're going to play a song here by the late, great Mr. Robert Johnson, who was probably one of the pioneers in recording of blues onto records back in those days.
Yeah, right onto a record, probably, eh?
Yeah, so this is Phonograph Blues, Robert Johnson.
Yeah, this he got a phonograph, and it won't sail on somewhere. Yeah, that she got a phonograph, but it won't sell on somewhere. What even have I done? What even has the poor girl done? Yeah, did I love my phonograph, but yeah, I broke my winding chain. And yeah, I broke my winding chain. And you've taken my loving and give it to your hurting man. Now we played it on the sofa now. We played it side the wall. My needles have got rusty, baby. It will not play at all. We played it on the surfer, and we played it side the wall. But my needles have got rusty, and it will not play at all. Yeah, if I go crazy, maybe I will lose my mind.
Lippo's got some late-breaking information for us.
Late-breaking, yeah. It happened
1877.
That's when the record player was introduced.
The record player?
Well,
A
phonograph.
Okay.
It had two names. Phonograph wasn't a very good marketing name.
Well, there was
name.
Record players with that big thing, too. Yeah. Oh, that's a cylinder, but there was record players that had that, too, at one point. Remember that? The earliest record players had those.
Cones. Cone speaker.
Ooh, ice cream.
What?
Hey. When's the last time you had an ice cream cone?
Stop me when I'm passing by.
You ever go to Twisty Cone? Those ones like down the road there?
Yeah. Want to go after the show?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think it's open anymore. Today was the first full day of fall as we record this. 2014. So, yeah, 1877, that's when the phonograph was introduced. It's a device introduced in 1877 for the mechanical recording reproduction of sound. The sound vibration waveforms are recorded as corresponding physical deviations of a groove engraved or impressed into the surface of a rotating cylinder or disc.
And the cylinder was made of? Isn't it a metal thing?
That's a good question.
I want to say those cylinders were some kind of a metal, like, thin, like a roll.
Tin foil sheet.
Yeah.
There you go. You're very good. Mm-hmm.
Thicker than what we consider tin foil these days. Yeah, like for your cooking needs.
Yeah. You cover your casserole with tin foil.
Ooh, there's another show where we listen to music.
And does the music location oftentimes dictate the kind of music we listen to? Hmm. Like when you're in bed, when you're having sex, when you're taking a walk, when you're at work.
Barbecuing in the back?
Barbecuing in the back, alone or with people.
And this is something we sort of talked about, albums. And this song was actually taken from a record album, and it's Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush, Strange Dreams. We'll be right back.
That's Big 10-inch from Aerosmith on their Rock in the Joint CD, an awesome album, and that's a good version of that song with, instead of horns, we got Steven Tyler blowing some harp. That's why I like that version of that song so much.
Another cool harpist.
Yeah, and that was a song about, they turned it into a lot of sexual innuendo, even though the original is a sexual innuendo, too, now that I think about it, that he's talking about, you know, playing Big 10-inch blues records. Back in, at some point in the 20s, I think, records went away from 72s and got into 10-inch. But I think the 10-inch format was not as, it wasn't as popular. There was something about it. You had to have a special equipment for it.
10-inch were those, like, weren't the 78s? Were they 10-inch? Old, thick.
Is that what they call 10-inch?
78s.
Oh, that's a good point. I never even thought of that.
There's 7-inch, which is the little records. and then the 78s, and then 33s.
And the 45s were the little records.
Yeah, 45s, right.
And those were 7 inches, you think?
The little ones? No.
Yeah, no, they
were little ones were 45 degree.
What?
Why were they called 45s? Oh, they played at 45 speed, yeah. 78 speed, and 33 and a half RPM.
That's right.
Revolutions per mile.
Yes, I don't know about the size of these records, but apparently the blues records at one point were 10-inch wide. Hey,
the bigger they are, the better they are.
Well, apparently for her, because all she wanted to do was listen to big 10-inch records.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
So we're talking about the earliest known things that we could think of as far as where recorded music or music that was... we're not actually talking about recorded music. We're talking about music that is put on something to make it portable.
A medium.
Medium, yeah. And here's even a deeper question. Do we even... Are kids or their kids even going to think of the medium itself that any music is on? Because where is this music going to reside at some point? And how are they going to retrieve it? They're going to have a device in their hand, no doubt, or a device on their wrist.
With no music on it.
Yeah, it's all going to be somewhere else, yeah, of course. Why would you...
It's in the cloud now.
But that's the last thing. So we talked about the phonograph, the very first thing, and the cloud will be the end part.
Yeah.
What happened in between?
It's all a blur.
So the grooves in...
So we went from grooves to a tape-based medium.
That's what I was going to say. Grooves to tapes. But the groove thing lasted a pretty long time compared to the...
Yeah, it still went right through that whole era of tapes. The record albums stood the test of time for a while.
I'm going to say 50 years. They were really...
But while we had cassettes and 8-track tapes and, you know, we still had record albums.
We did.
So we didn't drop a medium, you know what I mean? Like,
not right away. And then we never actually did drop it, did we? No.
Well, 8-tracks, we kind of dropped and went to cassette.
Right. 8-tracks was short-lived.
While albums were still around.
Compared to albums, 8-tracks was just a blip.
Mm-hmm.
Because for one thing, there was 4-tracks. Songs were cut off often.
It clunked.
In the middle of a song. And oftentimes, there was not enough tape that you could put it in there for a double live album. So there was live albums. Peter Frampton Comes Alive comes to my mind. Got cut off. You didn't get to hear those songs because you had the 8-track. But you paid more money than you would have paid if you had the album.
Oh! I'm trying to think when they would actually click.
They faded. They faded. Short fade. And then faded back up.
But they wasn't always at the same place, was it?
What do you mean at the same
place? Were they always at the same spot where it clicked?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just continued the
song. Because of the way it was, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And sometimes, if I'm not mistaken, you would even hear, like, if you'd say a word, you'd hear that word again. It was a little bit even over.
But it was always the same thing every time? Always at that same spot?
Yeah, whatever that spot was. 1/4 of the length of the tape that you needed to record all that music. They cut it into 4 equal spots.
I just that makes sense. I just couldn't recall if it was always the same time that you would hear the, like, you know, oh, it's coming up, it's going to click in a second.
Yeah. You always knew. You always knew when it was coming, which was, it was a bummer. Someone thought that was a good idea, and I had lots of 8-tracks.
I was excited when I found an 8-track player at a garage sale and a bunch of 8-tracks and had it in my garage for a while.
Thinking,
and that was later.
Like it was long gone.
Yeah, long after. And one of the 8-tracks I had found was a still sealed Elvis Presley 8-track, and I gave it to Hummer.
Hmm. You should probably got that thing framed in a shadow box.
Yeah, whatever happened to him? You still see him around?
He's on Midnights.
Yeah, still, eh?
Working in the front end,
though. Does he look the same?
Yes, of course. He's got dyed blonde hair, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
And he wears it long and tucked back.
Still got the pompadour?
Pompadour, yeah, of course.
Nice.
It is nice.
The karaoke king.
I haven't ever heard him sing.
No. I think I might have. I don't remember. I don't think so.
He had lots of CDs that he would bring in.
Oh, yeah.
He was Mr.
And DVDs. But I'd seen his DVD CD collection. He had a lot of CDs.
Yeah. Single guy, bachelor. So, of course, he spent a lot of money.
It's all about the music.
Kind of reminded me of Mad Dog. He spent money on a lot. He'd always buy at least two or three, whatever it was at the time, cassettes, maybe, I don't even remember, and comics. Every payday, he'd go to the comic store and to the
record
store.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that he was in that much into comics. I guess I didn't really get into that with him because I wasn't into it, but music, yeah, and guitars. He had a million guitars.
He had a period there where I got him started, and it was bad news. He bought a guitar at Guitar Works off of Hutnick, and I told him for what he bought. I forget what it was, like a Kramer or something stupid. I said, you shouldn't have bought it there. He's taking you for a ride. You're a newbie. Kind of thing. You should go to Long McQuaid's. And I remember he got right pissed off at me because he was like, you call me a newbie, like, geez, made me feel stupid. I'm like, oh, sorry, dude. But he ended up going to McQuaid's. I introduced him to Bill.
Yep.
And he ended up spending like 10 grand there. So Bill come up to me, and that's how I got my Les Paul. Bill come to me and says, okay, I'll make you a deal on any guitar. You know, this guy's been awesome. He comes in, he's buying guitars.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every six weeks. Like nice guitars. Like 335s, Les Pauls.
Your Burgundy Les Paul?
So he said, go pick something out and I'll sell it to you for whatever I got it.
That so what it was? The Burgundy
Paul? The Burgundy Paul? Les Paul, yeah. It was a 62 reissue.
Okay. Super plastic nice. Tuning pegs?
Plastic tuning pegs, yeah.
I hate that.
You want metal?
Metal.
Okay. I understand. It has its vintage quality about it. Oh, we have a little bit of vibration on the microphone stand. Very nice.
I guess that's what they had back then is vibration. Good vibrations.
And so where do we leave off? We're talking about 8-tracks and their demise.
Yeah, 8-tracks and the demise when cassettes came along, but albums still running through that whole period. Right,
which makes me realize what I had said earlier about cassettes being the thing that made humans realize that they could bring their music around. It was actually 8-tracks. There was a fair amount of audio in autos back during the 8-track time. Did you know anybody who had an 8-track player in their car? My dad did.
Oh, in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say we did too at some point.
Yeah.
I want to say we had an underdash. It wasn't even in the dash.
Right. My dad's was in the dash. I remember my first... No, it wasn't my first car.
I remember someone's my dad's under dash air conditioning. But go on.
Under the... Oh, yeah.
Under dash air conditioner, man.
Yeah, I remember those. That's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, my dad's was in the dash. And I used to go out and take my 8-tracks I had just bought and go into his car and just jam out in his... It was a New Yorker.
I know who had one. It was a guy across the street from me had an 8-track player in his car, and it was one of those Torinos, Grand Torino-like. I want to say his was like, it had the two little windows at the back.
Starsky and Hutch style.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I think it was like, maybe I'm thinking of one of my teachers at school had the one, the Elite, and it had two little windows at the back. Starsky and Hutch didn't have a... Yeah, like on the C post or something kind of thing, whatever that is back there.
That's what it is.
So, yeah.
And it was like a vent window?
They didn't open.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but they flag were like window. Two little windows.
Yep.
Okay, but anyway, yeah.
Next to each other, two on each side.
Two on each side, yeah.
Oh, like okay. I know what you're talking about.
That was There was a Torino like that. I think it was the Elite. It might just been called Ford Elite, but it was like the Torino, but... Called an Elite, I think.
Hmm.
But he had a Torino that I don't think it had any window back there.
But it did have an 8-track
player. And it was light blue. It had an 8-track player, yeah. Probably he put it in.
Okay.
And he had like big wheels on the back of it. It was a pretty cool looking car.
That sounds very cool.
Not one you would think of, you know, as a
cool car.
That kind of car, like, yeah. You know, to do that too. But it looked really cool. So yeah, in the car, I had a cousin that had a record player in his car.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Had a record player in his car. Play 45s.
That didn't take off too good for the obvious reason.
You know what? I had one of those.
You owned one, but you never actually installed it in a vehicle?
Yeah. You know what? I had... it was external. I want to say his was different, though.
Of course it was somehow, external.
No, his was somehow, I think, built in or...
Really? No,
it couldn't have been.
I didn't see any built in
I'm not sure.
Before.
But I remember having one, and it was on a plate that would spring. I had one of those. But it was external, and I want to say it plugged in with the cassette thing. You know what I mean? You put the cassette in, and the cable came out to this thing.
What?
Yeah.
So it was aftermarket?
After I'm wrong. Okay. His was a 45 thing or whatever, but I never saw it. It was like before my time, whatever. Mine was one of the earliest setups for your car for to use your Discman like thing in. So I had a COS disc player,
yeah,
like that you carried around with you,
CD.
You know, CD Walkman type thing. And but it had a plate for the car that sat on the hump with a, so it wouldn't skip,
because oh, right,
before they had anti-skip, they would just skip pretty easy.
They sure would. I remember that distinctly.
I distinctly remember getting some music shoved down my throat just recently.
Oh, yeah.
That I had no choice but to own. And it's the new U2 album.
Songs of Innocence.
Yeah.
What song are you going to play?
It's the one they played on the Apple keynote.
Oh, The Miracle. And it's in parentheses.
Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone, exactly.
And they gave it to me freely, so I should be able to play it freely.
Absolutely. Play no, away, because everybody
owns it.
Not to be
confused with the new Ace Frehley.
Woke up at the moment when the miracle occurred. Heard a song.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
We're talking about recorded mediums.
Right. So what is your opinion of Apple putting the U2 album in your iTunes?
It doesn't really matter to me. I just delete it. I don't really care about a lot of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like some of the stuff that even artists are freak out about, free music and downloads and not getting money and not this and not that. I don't care about any of it really. They can rant and rave and cry and whatever, but you got to just go with the flow, man. Times change.
Right.
You have to figure out something else because this isn't going to work for you now.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of people.
Don't cry about it.
Right. A lot of people look at it as an opportunity. Usually that's usually what happens. When something bad happens, an opportunity arises.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to...
You can look at it as a door closing or a door opening, right?
All these cliches.
Mm-hmm.
We should do a show with songs, nothing but cliches.
Like?
And songs that created cliches.
Give me an example of one that is an actual... cliche used in the title, like you mean,
or in the chorus, I guess.
Yeah, I can't something really think very popular. Too much of anything.
You can't think of anything right now. We'd have to actually put a little bit of research in it, but I bet you there's a ton of them.
But looking for songs that are have something specific in them, that would be a cool show, though, too.
Sure, songs
if it's
about
cliche, yeah, that's fine.
Songs about something. Baking,
huh?
What
about what
baking?
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get a tummy ache, if you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Ba-dum.
That's the Three Stooges.
Of course.
Right here on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, which you can subscribe to this show.
And you probably are. If you're listening to this, odds are really high you're subscribing to it. Or you saw a link on our Facebook page, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Facebook.com/BigJD and Lippo. That's our Facebook page.
All right. I think if you're on Facebook and just look up Big JD and Lippo, it'll show easily.
Yeah. Search Lippo or search Big JD.
Right. And you'll find us easily.
Mm-hmm. And why did you call everybody easily?
Because they're easy. Lee. So cassettes. What happened to cassettes?
Cassettes fizzled out.
And fizzled into what?
Because of MP3s. Because of the computer.
No.
Yeah.
CDs.
Oh, CDs, right. Forgot about those. Rolling right along.
Rolling right along. Jeez,
yeah, CDs were the big new thing. And I didn't jump on that bandwagon until years and years and years later.
Is that right?
Yeah. I remember my cousin was buying CDs and I thought they were kind of cool, but I had cassettes and albums. I just thought they were awesome. And I knew that I couldn't get everything I wanted on CD because it wasn't available. I had a lot of import stuff and everything, right? So I just stuck with what I had for a long time. Because he was getting those in, like, I want to say early, mid-80s. Something like that.
Mid-80s, 1985.
I don't know. Whenever they came out, he had them. Beatles. I don't know what. But yeah, it was like at least 10 years later that I probably traded in all my cassettes and albums. Got thousands for them too.
Good for you. That's awesome.
And then bought all CDs. Everything I could find.
And what are those CDs now?
The ones I couldn't, I recorded them. I had one of those Pioneer...
cassette?
No, just a Pioneer recorder.
Okay.
And I would transfer them from like a record player or whatever to this consumer CD recorder.
Why do you have to call it consumer?
Well, they were consumer discs. It was a little bit different than the ones that you would record that time early on your computer, which was like a CDR. Yeah. These were I think they had a different, wasn't CDR, it was... Something similar anyway, but you couldn't use one. They weren't interchangeable.
Right. Yeah. Well, this hour went by really quickly.
Thought it was over a million times.
I know. So we're going to be playing our last tune here. And this, of course, is in reference to digital music, which CDs eventually went into MP3s, something that was easily portable and pass aroundable. The iPod came and then music went into the cloud. We have to kind of finish it up, though, right?
Pass aroundable. Still on that. Passable around. Would that be correct?
Easily to get weird. From one device to the next, which was, you know, your Zunes and what was the first one?
Zune.
I know, but the RCA one I was thinking of has a name like that. The Zia, the Rio, or the something like that.
Oh, there. Well, I don't know. There was a thing called the Rio. I think it was RCA. Okay. Made a Rio, yeah.
Yeah. And like 8 megabytes you could hold on one, and it was like $200 when they first
came. I had a little
out.
One of those things, yeah.
It was insane. You get to carry 8 songs around, cost you $200.
Music Match Jukebox is the thing I used to transfer it, I think.
That was the software?
Yeah.
That sounds very familiar.
Included with the driver or whatever.
It was great, right? It was awesome. It was like iTunes, only smaller. Right.
Wow.
And anyway, so MP3s came along. And MP3s are still a very popular format for music to be in as far as a format goes as opposed to a medium, which
right,
is
but
really what we're talking about.
There's some digital qualities that are better as well, like FLAC, like some uncompressed qualities and things like
it's
that.
It's a clean show.
Hmm?
It's a clean show.
Don't give me no FLAC.
Don't give me no FLAC, Jack.
Ah, FLAC.
Insurance company. Ah, FLAC.
I entered remember they had a big contest?
Yes, you did.
Ah, FLAC.
How do we do in the songwriting contest?
I don't know anything about it.
Did you actually apply?
What do you mean?
For the songwriting contest.
We did, yeah.
With...
I don't know. I never heard anything back or anything. I just...
Peek away.
Assumed like nothing happened. Can we look into seeing what happened?
I got an email, I want to say. Or you sent it to...
Lippo's got all new band gear and everything. Amps and guitars. I'm suffering over here with a Mexican-made...
Ovation.
Telly.
I'd be suffering with the Ovation. I'd love to take the telly. Tellies are nice. But anyway, so we don't know anything about Peek Away.
No, we don't. We'll find out.
All right.
Let listeners know on that show.
Yeah,
if we can find anything out.
I think we can.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's information to be had. So, yeah. So we take our MP3s or our M4As. A lot of people have M4As because they own iPhones.
Right. Yeah, AAC.
Which is the same thing. It's M4A is like a subset of the other one. AAC is... AAC is a subset of the MPEG standard.
And then there's the full quality WAV files and things like that, but WAV, that's not a FLAC, standard that we listen to.
One of your favorites, Ogvorbis.
Ogvorbis, yeah. Ape, if you want to really get crazy.
Get apish on you.
And then now we come to a point in time where we don't have MP3s. We don't have any of these digital files. It's all in a cloud. We don't even have them anymore. So we have nothing now. We just stream music.
Right. That's what happens pretty much.
And it just came like it was nothing. We don't think it until we talk about it right now and realize that everything changed again under our noses. You know what I mean? We just like, here, we're listening to Spotify now. And now when you actually verbally talk about it, you realize that you don't even have the music anymore.
You don't have anything.
You don't need the MP3 anymore.
You don't have the possession of it. Why would you? And that's what I'm saying. Our kids are obviously, you know, their kids, they're going to be thinking of music in a completely different way. They don't even think of music being on a medium because it's just... just available from up there somewhere.
So what happens after that?
That's a good question.
Any idea?
No idea. It's hard to imagine that we got to this point. Could you ever imagine this point where we're not even carrying music? We just get music on demand from some place.
As incredible as it is, it just slid in casually in our lives. You know what I mean? We don't think anything of it like that until, again, like I say, you realize where we've come from. You realize that this is like incredibly amazing, but it just comes in so smoothly. And
next thing you know, you can't live without it. You can't realize what you did before that.
Now, Spotify, do you have the, can you get the pro thing already?
Well,
can you have that?
You got to wait till your 30 days is up. So you basically say, yes, I'll give you my credit card and they give you 30 days free.
Yeah.
And then after that,
did you do that though?
Yep.
So you have Spotify Pro or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And how is that?
It's like having your music, all the music that you can possibly think of on your device.
I threw a lot
with
of stuff
couple of
Spotify.
Exceptions. There are a couple of exceptions.
Very few exceptions, really. Yeah. And I want to say I found some new music that I thought was incredible just by looking for something else.
That's right. That's
and one awesome of them is an English band, a British band called Badger that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the old Badger that had, you know, somebody from ELP or whatever, but this British band Badger that put out a few albums. It's my new favorite band.
I love
reminds
that
me of Killers.
Oh, is that right?
It's a lot like Killers. Like, they're really catchy, British-y Beatles, almost, like, you know, well-done songs.
Yep.
I can't get enough.
Awesome. That's really cool. That's the good part about Spotify. You end up listening to new stuff that it just catches you in because you listen to this. You might like this. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it's a great discovery tool, which I think a lot of people are against. They're just afraid to listen to new music.
And that's where I found Callie Baker, too. Blues chick. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's very good. I listened to her again a few times this past week.
Very cool.
Thanks for turning me on to her.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You can tell me about a band, and now I can go into my car. I'm obviously going to go in my car, look up Badger on Spotify, and crank it on the way home.
It's great, man.
Without having to break any laws or screw anybody over, I get to get turned on to new music just by the voice. You don't have to say, give me some of that, throw some of that on a stick or any of that stuff.
What's all that stuff? What do you mean?
Music.
Yeah, throw it on a stick? What?
What are you talking about, Willis?
So, yeah, there you have the music mediums show.
Yes, we do. And to play us out, we're going to play a song called Digital Man. But first, we want to talk about what we're doing next week. Did we say already? No.
Oh, yeah. It's theme songs.
Theme songs. Music from movies, TV shows.
Yeah. I think maybe it's going to be one of those things where it is just all running through the whole show underneath because there's so many. We can't play like 5-6 theme songs. We need to just let them roll, man. There's millions. All the great TV shows. Taxi.
And then we'll just shut up for a few seconds and let the... Hey, here's this one. Shut up. Shh.
Well, we just use ducking. So we can let it come up and down anytime we want.
Of course we're going to duck the show.
Yeah. So we don't normally stop talking, duck the show.
Like say, okay, let's listen to this song.
Yeah.
Then we just stop
it's
talking.
It's just automatic. It
yeah. Yeah.
We'll do that for next show because we don't normally duck. We don't have to. So
who gives a duck?
This is clean.
iOS 8 lets you search DuckDuckGo. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
You don't have to use Google, Yahoo, or Bing. You can use DuckDuckGo, which is a search engine that is focused on privacy. So they don't use your information to sell you ads. And you know. So
is that like the spider thing? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Spiders, yeah. That was a term from the early internet days.
Yeah.
So it's something like that, but it's just as fast. Like you start typing in letters and you get results. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
But they're not as tailored to you based on what you searched for 2 days ago. Like, you know, it's funny. You're searching for one thing and next thing you know, 2 days later, you get an ad in your Facebook.
2 days? That comes up same day.
Yeah, same day. 2 hours, 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
They got us.
Bam! Looking for headphones? Bam! Looking for a camera strap? Bam!
Not anymore. I'm not looking for them. They're all over my screen.
Exactly. So, yeah, TV themes. I guess...
Well, TV theme, anything. TV themes, movie,
yeah,
whatever.
Both of those, yeah, for sure.
Theme music.
Theme music.
We need... Well, we have theme music, I guess, our intro.
Right.
We should have a song for the Big JD and Lippo Show. Remember we made something, a porn song? Yeah. I think I did that, didn't I?
That wasn't me. I remember.
We should probably make our theme song.
Sure.
Big JD and Lippo theme song.
Have chicks sing it.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Well, I don't know. I thought we would. We're singers of sorts.
Speak for yourself.
We've sung.
We have sung. Yes, we have. Peek Away. Give it a listen. It's a catchy little tune.
Yeah, where can they find that?
Peek Away?
Is it on our Facebook page?
I think there's a link to the SoundCloud file on our Facebook page.
Yeah, because we entered that in this American Songwriting Competition.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll find out what the results were. Like, somebody else won, I'm sure, or whatever, but...
How do you know they've... I want to say I got an email and the information was that they've extended it.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I don't recall seeing anything.
As soon as we hit stop, we're going to look this up.
Okay.
We're going to keep the folks informed. So thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll see you again next week when we talk about movie and TV themes.
Enjoy the rush.
Next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.